thank Mr. Klein for inviting Senator Thune and me here to talk about tremendously important issue. There's one, seems like one breathtaking maneuver after another in connection with this healthcare bill. The motto of the Obama administration seems to be, if we can find it in the yellow pages, the government ought to try to do it. And they not only are doing it with healthcare, they're saying, well, while we're at it, let's take over the student loan program. Well, that sounds innocuous enough, but here's what it actually means. It means that 15 million students, higher education students in America, suddenly are deprived of choices of student loans. It means that starting next year, 19 million students who get student loans, instead of going to more than 2,000 community banks and nonprofit organizations and lenders to help fill out their complicated forms and get their student loans, they'll be going to four federal call centers. That would be make getting a student loan about as pleasant as getting your standing in line to get your driver's license. In addition to that, in order this Washington takeover will increase the federal debt conservatively over the next 5 years by about $500 billion. Will actually increase the federal debt by that amount of money. And here's the worst thing about it. Congress has decided, or at least the Democratic majority, they'd like to give some more Pell Grants, college scholarships for low-income Americans. We'd all like to do that, as much as we can afford to do. But here's how they're going to pay for it. They're going to overcharge the 19 million students who get student loans and take that money and give it to others to pay for their Pell Grants. So they're going to take the money that I'm paying back in interest. They're overcharging me to pay for somebody else's Pell Grants. Now, these are Wall Street financiers who are working and borrowing money to go to Walter State Community College in Tennessee. These are Americans trying to get ahead. If they had a lot of money, they wouldn't be borrowing any money. And they're going to be outraged, I believe, when they discover that in this health care bill, they have added to it a provision that overcharges 19 million students who are getting student loans to the tune of about an average $2,000 in interest over 10 years to pay for somebody else's Pell Grant.